Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. Hopefully everyone is doing okay. So today, I'd like to talk to you about the equation for your leadership brand. Knowledge plus understanding plus experience equals your leadership brand. So first, let's talk about what does knowing mean? What does it mean to know? And there's a difference between knowing and understanding. So knowing means showing or suggesting that one has knowledge or awareness that is secret or known to only a few people. Now, this is from the internet. You can search it online, dictionary.com or one of those online dictionaries. It also means the state of being aware or informed. So you see what knowing means? It's having that awareness. I'm going to use it in the context of having that awareness and knowledge. Being aware of what something means or what something entails. What does understanding mean? It's the ability to understand something, comprehension. It can also mean sympathetically aware of other people's feelings, tolerant and forgiving. In this context, we will be focusing on the ability to understand something, comprehend. And to take it a step further, what does understand mean? It means to perceive the significance, the explanation or cause of something. So it's within this context of understanding that we will address and discuss leadership in your brand. So how do you differentiate knowing and understanding in regards to leadership? How does it all relate and tie in? So knowing suggests that you have knowledge about leadership. You have some comprehension, awareness in regards to leadership. How do you know about leadership? Did you just happen to stumble upon it? Maybe some of you did. You've likely read books on leadership. You've listened to speakers discuss leadership. You've taken courses in leadership. You watch leaders in your community, in your business, in government, in society, in the world. You've watched other leaders, how they conduct themselves, the actions they take or inactions they take, how they interact with people. So you've gained knowledge and awareness about leadership through different avenues. And you take that knowledge, you take that awareness with you, and what you do with it is up to you. Does that knowledge, does that awareness, does that knowing about leadership, does it mean that you understand leadership? Ask yourself, is knowing about leadership different from understanding leadership? Is there more to knowing about leadership? Does knowing about leadership make you a leader? Let's look at an example. We're going to look at a couple of examples today. And these are just simple examples. Many of us know, we've been through school, some of us are good at math, some of us are not so great at math, algebra, equations. You know that there's this equation that A plus B equals C. And you can create, infinite equations. 2 plus 2 equals 4, 1 plus 1 equals 2. A lot of this is taught to us. You've studied it in school, homework, in college, in your business, you've studied numbers, you look at different equations. And a lot of it we memorize. Remember in school, we're taught to memorize the timetables and all that stuff. And we, I don't know how it's done now, but back in the day, we had this sheet that had, like, you go one and you move over to two, and then you go, okay, one times two is two, and then you go down and you have two, and you go over and up, two times two is four, and you could do that the same for addition, subtraction, and so forth. And so a lot of that we memorized, and that carries over with you into adulthood, and a lot of us can. Somebody tells you what's 2 plus 2, you say 4. Or what's A plus B equals C. Or X plus Y equals Z, and so forth. But is it that simple? You're aware of the equation, you're aware of summation, you're aware of the general concept of an equation. But is it really that simple? We also know that what we're taught and what we see, we know that the sun sets and rises every day, or does it? For us as humans to comprehend and understand and put things in perspective and have a structure and everything, we call it sunset and sunrise. If you reach out and take a step back, and if you look at how the world is and how the solar system and everything is constructed, if you look, the Earth, as it revolves, spins on its axis, and as it moves out in the solar system, and as it moves around the sun is, in my opinion, truly never setting or rising. It's there. It's that the rotation of the Earth on its axis and around the sun is creating what we call sunset and sunrise. So we excuse me. So we then look at it from the perspective that the sun is setting, the sun is rising, when maybe, is it that simple? Or is there a deeper understanding that the rotation of the Earth, the way it revolves around the sun, that the sun is not setting and rising over and under the Earth and stuff? It is us who is moving around the sun. But for simplicity, we say sunset and sunrise. So we know, but do we truly understand? Understanding means you comprehend the significance, the explanation or cause about things and your leadership. So what is it that you, that I understand about leadership? So we know theories, we know what leadership, the definition of leadership, we know, we've studied tools, we've studied different perspectives and views on leadership, so we're aware of all of that. But what do we understand about leadership? And I'm not professing to know it all. I think it's a continuum. We're continuing to become aware. We're also continuing to understand. And that's why this equation about your leadership brand, that equation is constantly changing. Sometimes it increases, sometimes it decreases. And we'll go over the equation in a little bit. So we understand that leadership is about serving others, influencing others, bringing out the best in others, leading, guiding, shaping, mentoring, motivating, influencing others to accomplish goals, to see the vision and the reason for the mission. Those of you that were in the military know that the military leadership means it's the process of influencing others to accomplish the mission by providing that purpose, direction, and motivation. And there's great similarities with that and the civilian world. You understand that leadership requires action. Having that knowledge and that awareness is great. However, without action, that knowledge, that awareness is just there. It's idle. It's in a ready state. Knowledge and awareness is a gateway for understanding. You understand that your leadership affects the lives of those that you lead. And when you put theories into practice, when you put tools into practice, when you get out there and take action, you understand the ramifications, you understand the process, you understand the deeper meanings of what it is that you're doing, what it is you're trying to accomplish. Not only within yourselves, but with the people that you lead, the teams that you lead, the business that you run. There's a greater, deeper element than just knowing. So remember I said A plus B equals C? How do you apply the equation in different ways that equals the same outcome? Do you understand the meaning of the equation? Why does A plus B always equal C? 1 plus 1 equals 2. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Is there more than one approach to the answer? If you have 2 plus 2 equals 4, is there more than one approach to getting to 4? 1 plus 3, 4 plus 0. But it gets you the same answer. So there are multiple ways to get to C. And you might have been taught this in school. Become aware of it. Understanding the deeper meaning of the equation. And I know going through high school and sometimes going through the courses and math and different classes, we're like, I just want to get through the day. Or in college, you want a deeper knowledge and awareness and deeper understanding. There's times you've got different things on your mind growing up, and you're like, I just want to get through this equation, regurgitate it, pass my test, and be done with it. However, there's deeper meaning looking back now. Understanding and being aware, there's more than one approach to an answer. Leadership has more than one approach. Knowing and understanding this is important. There are multiple ways to get to C. There are multiple ways to lead. Knowing about leadership is merely the beginning of understanding. As I mentioned, it is the gateway to understanding. This will allow you to build your leadership legacy. And all that I'm discussing today is a way of getting you to see things slightly from a different perspective. Let's look at a recipe as an example. You know, you have a simple recipe for a cake. You have the ingredients, you have the directions. You know, you prep it, you cook it, and when it's done and ready and cooled off a little, you know, if you're putting frosting on it, you put the frosting on it. And then you partake of it and eat that cake. Add some ice cream on the side or whatever goodies you want. So you know or aware of what it takes to make a cake. You've read up on it, you've searched it online, the different recipes. Do you understand the reason certain ingredients are a necessity? The majority of us can easily read the directions, get the ingredients, prep it, cook it, and eat it, eat the cake. Do we understand, though, if it's missing a certain ingredient, that the cake won't come out properly? It might get cooked, it might be edible, but is it up to par where it should be? What if it's missing some eggs, that the ingredients to cook it, it calls for eggs or flour or whatever it may be, water? If it's missing those ingredients, what's the ramifications? Do you understand the significance of the directions? What happens if we don't follow the directions properly, or if we skip certain directions? Maybe the cake will be cooked, but we might miss out on having that cake, to that great tasting cake that we're preparing for maybe a family get together or a birthday. And yes, there can be many variations to making a cake. Again, that A plus B equals C. Maybe you have your own family recipe and you've tweaked and altered some of the ingredients or directions to making that cake. But understanding all of that is important, just as the knowing part to it. So just like leadership, just like those examples, leadership, there are many variations in leadership brands. Your leadership will vary than the leader next to you. So leadership knowledge, that awareness, that knowing, plus leadership understanding, will equal your leadership brand uniqueness. And we're going to add another element in a minute, but I want to start here. So then you go out and do the practical application. How do you apply leadership to the real world? So the knowing part is great. That awareness part is great. Understanding it is even greater and better. Knowing and understanding will equal your leadership brand uniqueness, but the application also is important. Understanding when the knowledge, the knowing part, is put into action, how you're building your leadership brand, your uniqueness, how the understanding the ramifications, understanding the outcomes, how it will affect your team, your business. So then you're adding application. So knowing plus understanding plus application. That application part is that action, you're putting it into practice. So knowing plus understanding plus application will equal experience. All of your leadership experience will involve mistakes, failures, setbacks, challenges. And when you know that this will happen and you have an understanding of it, and you understand that all of those can be turned around for opportunities, for positive outcomes, for success, for growth, for development within yourself as a leader and also for those that you lead. And there's, you can spin this however you want, you can disagree with this, but I just want to give you a different view, a different insight into your leadership brand. So I want to introduce this equation to you. It's just something I put together, reviewing about knowing and understanding, application, experience. And so the equation starts off as, and it might get a little confusing, but I'll put it in the notes. L stands for leadership, that capital L, and the lowercase k stands for knowing. Plus you add LU, U is understanding. And then you add LE, the lowercase e is your experience, which includes that application part. So then you have your knowledge, your knowing, plus your understanding, plus that application experience that will equal your leadership brand, your uniqueness. Because you're going to get tidbits and you're going to learn and study leadership. You will learn from great leaders out there. You will take pieces from everyone. You might even be a student of one particular leader and learn all you can from them. Ultimately, you will form your own leadership knowledge, your own leadership knowing. And from that, you will add your leadership understanding. And you will then begin the experience, that application. And all of this will make who you are, you, your leadership brand, your leadership uniqueness. Sometimes some leaders may have knowledge and experience and yet not much understanding. Go to college, get your degree, or you're an entrepreneur, or you worked your way up through the organization. And so you know and you're aware, and so you're put into a leadership role. And your understanding isn't fully developed. You're not understanding a lot about leadership, but you begin the experience, you begin the application based off your knowledge, based off your knowing, based off your awareness. So then that can lead to the equation LK plus LE, which is your knowing plus your experience minus LU, which is your understanding. And so then it's constantly changing. Even those that are the most experienced, that have great understanding and knowing, it might go up and down. So let me know, what are your thoughts on the equation for your leadership brand? LK plus LU plus LE equals your leadership brand, your leadership uniqueness. Remember about the knowing and understanding, the knowing part, the awareness, and the understanding part. It's a deeper level. It's knowing the significance, the explanation or cause of something. And then you take action and you apply it and you get that experience. And this is developing your leadership brand. You're building it. You're building your leadership legacy. And you're sharing it with those that you lead. You're sharing a piece of all of this with your team. So what kind of leadership brand, what kind of leadership identity do you want to build? Do you want to have? Where are you with your leadership brand equation? Where is the knowing part? How much knowing do you have? How much understanding do you have? How much application experience do you have? Build it, grow it. All of this is value. All of this is of value. And sometimes it may fluctuate. However, when you get along your journey, you want that value to increase, your leadership brand to increase. You want the K, the U, and the E, that knowing, the understanding, the experience, to increase so that your leadership brand grows, increases, scales out, thereby leaving your mark, your legacy within this planet, within for generations to come. So whether you agree or disagree with this, take bits and pieces from today's episode and apply it to your leadership, growth, development, your life. Go out there, do great things. You know how many leaders are out there, how many untapped individuals that have that leadership potential waiting. Some of them don't even know. They're looking for their purpose in life, waiting for their calling. There are a lot of people out there that have that leadership calling that may be unaware. Those of you that are in leadership positions, seek them out. Look at the people that you lead, the teams that you lead, and identify, recognize the value in them. Bring out the best in them. As you're doing this, you're building your brand. You're bringing your awareness, your understanding, and you're helping them so that one day they will be on their own. They'll be building their leadership brand. And they don't need to be in a leadership position to begin that building process. It can begin now with you as the leader, with them. Seeing things in them that maybe they don't see within themselves, giving them that support, helping them, mentor them, be influential, guide them. And one day they'll look back and they'll see that their leadership brand, their leadership identity, their leadership journey began when you believed in them and you saw things in them. Yes, it's ultimately up to them to make the choices and to heed that inner voice, that feeling within, that call to leadership. But it can start now through us, through the examples we are as leaders to them. Will we always get it right? No. Will we make mistakes? Definitely. But let's come together and work with our teams and be there for them. Remember, LK plus LU plus LE equals your leadership brand. So until next time, take care, get out there, and lead with greatness.